A Starbucks next to another Starbucks. We never thought it would happen in this town.
Want to call out a bad business? Here's a new way.
We get roasted by ChatGPT.
And yet another pickle-tastic treat time.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, cool cats, sly dogs.
Silver foxes?
Yeah. What's the female equivalent of a silver fox?
Cougars?
Wild cougars? Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, whatever you'd like to do, whatever you feel like doing, to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment. Opinion, bad jokes, dad jokes.
And all the other shit we've got going on.
That kind of thing. I'd like to begin the show with a play in three acts.
Okay.
Carl.
I love it.
Let's call it A Squirrel Tale.
I mean, you know I love some theater.
And you love critters.
I do love critters. I actually really especially love squirrels. I had an aunt with a pet squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I still have the aunt, but she doesn't have the squirrel anymore.
What was the name of the squirrel?
Peanut.
Okay.
Not super original, but that little critter was so funny. Her favorite food was frosting, and her favorite drink was root beer.
Okay.
She was very, very fat. The squirrel, not the ant.
Okay. A Squirrel Tale in three acts. Now, the one thing you need to know is all three acts take place over the course of 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Act one. Morning. Let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
1:30 p.m. Friday afternoon.
Okay, okay.
Sunnyside Road.
Mm-hmm. Wait, 1:30 p.m.?
Yes. You'll
at
get
night?
It in a minute.
Okay, okay, I'll take it.
I'll just tell you. Morning is spelled differently.
Oh, okay, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Not that kind of morning.
Okay, sorry.
Driving on Sunnyside.
Uh-huh.
No need to be sorry, by the way. Unless you, after the first act, you might be.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, act one, morning.
So this happened here in town?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
On Sunnyside, driving east,
mm-hmm.
just past the slow zone for Hillcrest High School.
Okay.
Traffic was packed, both lanes heading the same way,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a dead squirrel. A definitely deceased squirrel in the lane next to me.
You are really bringing me down already.
Where the tire track of a car would have been.
Right.
And I saw the squirrel, and I has the sad scene.
Scene, okay.
That's act one.
All right.
So I guess if all three acts take a second, that was the first third of a second.
Okay, sounds good. Saw the squirrel. Okay. Acknowledged it was there.
Yeah. Act two, resurrection.
What?
As I'm mourning the loss of this squirrel, it miraculously jumps up.
Okay.
As if it had been raised from the dead.
All right.
It's pulling a Jesus.
And it's fine?
A week after Easter.
It appears to be moving without any injury?
I'm not going to say it was fine.
Okay.
It did a kind of comical.
Okay.
Ay, where it sort of shook its head.
All right. Fair
like
enough.
It was dazed and confused.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right.
All right.
And I was like, yeah, buddy. You get knocked down, but you get up again.
All right, Chumbawamba.
They're never going to keep you down.
I would hope not.
Go for it, man. I was so thrilled. And I thought that was the end.
Oh, no. How does this end, though?
I thought it was a happy ending.
Which tells me it's not a happy ending.
Act three. Final destination.
God damn it, Mike.
This is the sad part.
Why are you even telling me this if it ends sad?
I mean, it's a story.
I guess so.
Anyway, Squirrel looks around all confused. And in slow motion, remember, this is a third of a second.
Ugh.
As I don't even have enough time to think, no.
Right.
It darts under my car. And I hear a tutun tutun.
As you were the murderer. The call came from inside the house.
I was the bad guy.
Mike, I can't look at you the same.
I'm sick about it. I really am.
Well, the podcast is canceled. Goodbye forever. We can't be friends anymore.
Let's go home. I hit a cat on Woodruff in the 90s.
Oh.
I hit a pigeon or something
mm-hmm.
on 49th in the 2010s.
Oh.
And now in the 2020s, I hit the poor squirrel.
You know, I will say at least your kills are getting smaller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is at least that.
Let's hope next time it's like an amoeba.
There we go.
It's me washing my hands and I'm killing the bacteria.
There we go. I think that's fair. Yeah. You know, I had a cat once too and it messed me up. Like I had to process that big time.
This is
like,
the one where you went door knocking afterwards to try to find the pet owner.
I did, which I did. I did find him and his wife and let them know. So it was okay in the end. But there are some comical elements to it that I'm going to omit today.
Okay. Yeah. But I think it's in an earlier episode.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah. So anyway, go check out our old stuff.
I thought it was bad that the squirrel didn't have a name, so I've named him.
Okay.
Squirt?
Cake? Squirt's cute, too.
Oh, that was a double punchline. Here's what we need to do. We need to just trade this trophy back and forth.
There we go. I love it. Thank you. And to you.
Thank you.
That was good.
Okay. I felt so bad.
You know what? I think I saw that squirrel too.
If you drove down Sunnyside on Friday,
which I constantly do,
after 1:31 p.m.,
that's so sad.
That was my kill.
That's so sad.
I need to get a sticker on the side of my car.
We need to do one of those little sidewalk memorials like they did for that raccoon on the internet.
Yeah. Do you remember when we saw the raccoon on Highway 20?
I do, actually.
Heading up to Yellowstone Bear World.
I still
World.
Have that picture.
I've got the video. We refuse to play it here on IFAF because we have taste, damn it.
Yeah. Okay. But it was sad.
All right. Let's straight to the comments and follow-ups after that morbidity.
Yeah, good idea.
It's a bit of morbidity. Have you seen the two water towers? I don't know how long.
I would hope so. They're pretty big.
The old water tower is going to be up. So last week, it was the two windows, two towers.
Right.
This week, it was, I don't know, Lord of the Sink, the two towers.
Wait, what sink, though?
The water comes out of?
I don't know. Okay. Close. I like it.
This was taken. I just took a quick video and a quick pic from Sunnyside Road. I was like, whoa, there you can see how far apart they are.
Right.
You can kind of, is it just me or is the old water tower taller?
I think it is actually, just a little bit.
Maybe because the new water tower doesn't have the damn cap on it yet.
Right, which I definitely think is a big part of it. As someone who's not an engineer and knows nothing about architecture really at all, I do kind of wonder if a water tower has to be a certain height in order to be effective.
Yeah, right.
I would assume that there's some physics behind that.
Because isn't the purpose of a water tower to you bring the water up into the air and then you let gravity bring it down and force it through people's pipes.
Right. To work, it would have to be a certain height.
Yeah.
You know, because once you release it. Yeah.
How, you know, up in the hill, there's different wells and stuff that have got to start up there.
Yes.
In the Ammon foothills. In Salt Lake City, you know, they've got some water towers up along the Wasatch.
Okay. You know what? That's another thing I kind of wonder. Like, what if you put the water tower on a... Okay, actually, wait. I've just solved my own question.
Okay.
Because in Pocatello...
But just in case the rest of the class also has the question.
Yes, I'm getting there. So I was wondering if you could put a water tower on a hill rather than building it high, which they do in Pocatello.
Okay.
Their water tower just sits on a hill and it's really stout.
And there it
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I'm sure you can picture it in your mind, Clark, and it's breathtaking. Yeah.
Ding! Points.
I knew. You know what? I think we're just very in sync today.
Another follow-up. Spud Kings are currently in the Dineen Cup.
Pretty exciting, huh?
It began Friday in Wayne, New Jersey, a four-team double elimination tournament.
Feels like a real Hallmark movie.
Now, we're recording this show on a weekend night like we always do. Late at night. We're tired. We're loopy. So we could just record the three possible outcomes. You want to?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do that. So here comes take one.
It'll be like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Go to page 126 if the Spud Kings won. All right. All right, take one. So they won. Way to go, Spud Kings.
Yay. We knew you were gonna.
We didn't have a single doubt in our heads.
Yeah. At no point did we think that this was not going to be the outcome.
Take two.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Oh, we lost. Yeah. Oh, son of a motherless goat. Well, get him next year. Go get him, Tiger.
You know, realistically, though, considering that we're a relatively new team, the fact that we even made it this far is an honor.
We made it all the way to the cup.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Cake, anybody going the distance? All right. Going for speed. Take three. This is take three now.
Okay.
Oh, it's so close. We won't know for sure until the game tonight, and there's one tomorrow night, too, if we need it.
The anticipation.
Oh, it's killing us.
The fact that we have to keep on waiting is some B to the S. We just want our boys to win already.
Right. So, editor, fix that however you want. Okay. Lori Vallow Daybell, guilty of conspiring to kill her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, in Arizona.
I don't think anyone's shocked.
No.
Yeah. Okay, but can we talk about the energy in the courtroom?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that before all this, back when she was just some, you know, Mormon mommy living in, on Kauai or in Arizona or something, she was a total Karen.
I knew you were going to say exactly that.
She clearly was. Yes. Like, she's got the tone in her voice. She's got this, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Entitled attitude. Yeah. Just like, and her little cross-examinations where she's just trying to prove that she's so much smarter than everyone else.
Do I dare say DBE?
DBE, help me out there.
I don't want to say it. I want you to say it. DBE.
Dumb bitch. Oh, dumb bitch energy. You know what? It's always the dumbest people who think that they're the smartest in the room.
That's what, She didn't, yeah. did we hear correctly? She didn't have any witnesses of her own.
Nope.
She didn't.
I mean, I think any, she did try to call Mike
evidence.
Eaton, or not Mike, Nate Eaton, but you know, that got squashed. But yeah, didn't have any witnesses, didn't have any evidence.
Although she cross-examined most of the prosecution's witnesses, which means that she just wanted to argue.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, girl, you already lost.
Well, she already lost the case for her killing her two kids.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're already going to spend forever in jail. Like, this would at least be your opportunity to, I don't know, save a little bit of face. You know, show a little humanity. Be like, yeah, I did bad things. I deserve to be punished. I now see the error of my ways. But no, instead she walked in and basically said, can I talk to your manager? Every single witness.
Right.
Oh, just
so if you're losing track of all the murders... There was Tylee and JJ, mm-hmm. Rest in peace. This was for her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, mm-hmm. in Arizona. Prosecutor said he was filing for divorce. Uh-huh. She did it for the insurance money. That's what prosecutors said.
Right.
And
it kind of seems like she just did it for the lols. Like, just because she's kind of a hateful bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he said she had DBE.
Well, it's not like he was wrong.
Glad she's behind bars.
Yeah.
She's going on trial again in June for conspiring to murder Brandon Boudreau, her niece's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He survived, I think, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I'm so glad justice was served. And mm-hmm. did any of us have any question whatsoever?
No. I mean, I remember when the case was very first happening, when the kids were just missing, and there was definitely a big part of me that was really hoping that it wasn't murder. You know, I was like, you know... Like, she's raised them up to this point. She seems like she has some good qualities to her. Maybe she's just hiding them somewhere.
What mother would possibly do that?
Right.
There's no way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where she seemed like she'd taken such good care of them up to that point, it seemed like a weird switch to do that. But but then also once all the other stuff came out and I, you know, was seeing some of the thinking that was going on, it all made sense. But there was definitely a big part of me that was really hoping that she had just hidden them away in some bunker somewhere.
So let's move from Lori Vallow Daybell to a completely unrelated topic. Unrelated whatsoever.
Okay.
And that is buttholes. Can we can we segue that?
I wouldn't say it's totally unrelated.
With each other.
Considering she is one.
So we got a video after all the butthole talk. There was a lot. There was a lot of butthole talk last
week. I know. And we don't mean to do it. It just happens. First off, okay. I think that we as adults all need to admit that in the right circumstance, and just most of the time, farts, butthole, and poop jokes are all funny. They're just funny.
They are universal.
Yeah.
It occurred to me, Carl, that I had never shown you this. This is the video of the cat that gets goosed by the water bottle. Just right up the...
Okay, but the thing is, I can't tell if it actually
cats.
Like, it definitely gets covered by... It definitely gets covered by the cat, but I can't tell if it goes into the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so much further. I almost feel like you need to, like, zoom in on the mouthpiece to see if there's a little mark, which it does do.
And I just have to say, if you've got a cat, chances are high that a lot of surfaces in your home have been contacted by cat butthole.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why anytime I'm going to prepare anything on my counters, I always wipe them off first.
And right.
Yeah.
Clorox wipes are your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got sent a video. Maybe you've seen it.
I mean, I know that we've had offers of sending certain videos. I hope it's not that kind of thing.
No, this was sent from a friend of the show, and it's an OBGYN nurse, I think.
Okay, okay.
Or doctor.
All right, fair enough.
On the internet. Let's listen to what she has to say.
While my patient was pushing, I told her that she had a great butthole. Great, meaning normal. Meaning no hemorrhoids. It was a great butthole. Because she asked about it. And I thought it was great. And my coworker said, "Oh my God, you can't say that to people." Why not? Why not? She asked about it and the condition. It was normal. It was wonderful. It was great. You have a great butthole. Now, has she ever been given that as a compliment before in her life? Probably not. But now she has. Okay. My dad always said, if you think something nice, you should say it. It's not just normal. It's great. You have a great butthole. Listen, if you come in and we have a baby together, I'm going to hype you up in every way. Every way. Okay. Including, but not limited to, your butthole.
Honestly? Fair.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got a couple of thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I want to know what she asked. Like, was she like, "Hey, is my
How's everything looking down there?
Did she specifically say, like, "Hey, is my butthole all right? Does my butthole look normal to you?" Like, why did she have the concern about the quality of her butthole? You know?
Maybe because it had been on her mind, and she knew that this this practitioner mm-hmm. had seen a lot of them.
Right.
I know that when I went in for my vasectomy.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
did they see your butthole?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I asked a different question about a different body part. I said, "Hey, I know you've seen a lot of these.
Right.
How does this compare?" Just from an objective. Now, listen, I was under the gas at the time.
Okay, that's fair.
I was under a lot of...
Do you even remember the answer?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It was very diplomatic.
Okay.
She, and there were two she's.
Okay.
Yeah. They said, "We're not exactly in that setting right now."
Right.
Like, this isn't real. We're not really thinking along those lines.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I pushed back again. I said, "Look, that's exactly why I'm asking."
Yeah.
This is just a clinical thing. How mm-hmm. Where are we at on the...
No matter what, in settings like that, if there's something unusual, whether good or bad, you're probably going to mention it to a coworker. And you probably won't be like a dick about it or anything, but you'll probably be like, "You know, there's something kind of odd."
Yeah, I guess that's probably the real question is, are you going to go titter about this mm-hmm. in the break room later?
Right, right.
Am I going to be one of the ones you laugh at or go, "Oh, yeah, it was decent," you know?
Right. I would like to think that there's not too much laughing going on.
Unmemorable. Completely unmemorable.
Right, right.
You never think about it again.
Yeah, you want to hope that you fall into one of those two categories. Either they don't even think to mention you, or they do, but in a very positive way.
Well, and I just want to say, I am an average man. I am average height at 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I am an average build. This is a 42 regular mm-hmm. suit jacket.
Right.
Every single one of them.
Every single time we've bought you clothes on the internet,
mm-hmm.
they fit like a glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a large.
Yeah. You definitely fit into standard sizing with ease.
So I just want to say, as an average man, that probably applies to everything. But anyway, okay, enough about me. Back to the poor nurse and the patient's beehole. I know after watching that video, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Mike, what piece of classical music was that? Obviously, it's Chopin's Nocturne number 2.
And of course you would know that.
E minor, I want to say. Well, of course, because if it's a sad solo piece of piano music, it's either a Chopin nocturne, sometimes an etude.
Okay.
It's one of Satie's Gymnopédies. Mm-hmm. Gymnopédies. Mm-hmm. Or it's Beethoven Moonlight Sonata.
Right.
If it's mad and moody, it's a Rachmaninoff.
Okay, fair.
But that's it. That is the entirety of sad, melancholy piano solo pieces.
You have such a freakishly encyclopedic knowledge of any classical music. It's got to be a superpower at this point.
Here's what it is. Like, it's a parlor trick.
Yeah. It's like, right. You know what? That's fair. But you could monetize that, I would think. I mean, you kind of did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did kick-ass classical in the internet graveyard.
I will say, I actually really appreciate her use of the term great in this scenario, because I think that it's the best way of describing it. Because, okay, for example, if this butthole was a used car and you were posting about it online or looking up the price in Kelley Blue Book or something, okay, there's like brand new. You know, there's like
fine.
Used. Yeah, fine, good, great.
I know grading poor. Comic books,
right,
fine
exactly.
is at the top.
And basically what she's saying is, your butthole is so good, it could be mistaken for new, where it's still in its original packaging.
A mint condition butthole.
Yeah, which honestly, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a really nice way of the nurse to put it.
Do you remember Workaholics?
Yeah.
It's one of, okay. The
guy's little saying.
The guy, yeah. If something was good, they would say it was tight butthole. And if something was bad, they would say it was loose butthole.
Well, and I can see why, because if
tight is good.
Well, and also owning
loose
one of those
can be bad.
Yeah, owning one of those is either great or bad, depending on which one you've got. And I think it is very descriptive of the situation.
They've got a podcast, by the way. It's called This Is Important.
Oh, wait a second. Is that kind of a funny roundabout way of saying that things are shitty?
Could be.
If they're loose butthole, because...
Yeah. Yeah, because things could be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shitty versus not shitty.
Bad.
Okay, that's funny, actually.
In pants.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you were saying This Is Important podcast?
This Is Important podcast. Yeah, if you want to hear three dudes that have been friends forever engage in childish... Worse than this.
Yeah.
Conversation. And a follow-up, a callback from a long time ago. Do you remember when I was so mad that Amazon decided to have their Alexa start being polite?
Oh, right. I do remember that. Uh-huh.
You know, I would ask it a question and it would say, you know, hey, set a timer for 5 minutes.
Right.
It would say, good afternoon, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Your timer has been set. No. I'm Darth Vader. Going into the Death Star at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, you may dispense with the pleasantries, Captain. I'm here to put you, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
You misquoted Star Wars. God. Are you even a fan?
And it's not Luke, I am your father either.
Wow.
Okay. But Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, right? That's ChatGPT?
I think so. I don't know.
Says that saying please and thank you is costing tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah. So?
But, okay, I mean, but right.
Let me throw.
So, oh no, we're dinging a millionaire.
Yeah, I don't care.
A billionaire. No, but it is wasting electricity.
So is all of ChatGPT.
Yeah,
it's unnecessary.
Right?
Okay, if we want to get into that, you want to get into those weeds?
Mm-hmm.
How about all of the stupid AI pictures?
Right,
you
exactly.
Know?
Hey, Chatty, how much electricity does it take to generate like a image on the ChatGPTs?
Generating an image with a model like this typically uses a tiny fraction of a kilowatt hour of electricity. For comparison, it's roughly similar to the energy used by a modern LED light bulb running for a few seconds. So it's pretty minimal in the grand scheme of things.
How many ChatGPT users are there?
As of February 2025, there are about 400 million weekly active users of ChatGPT, and OpenAI is aiming to reach 1 billion users by the end of the year.
Whoa.
That's a lot. That's a lot, a lot.
So more than every man, woman, and child in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, even though we're a USA and specifically Idaho-centric podcast, sure, we are aware there are other countries in the world.
Yes. Now, that being said, can I just point out your source? Not to be a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I would think that ChatGPT would have a vested interest in making us think that using its resources aren't super wasteful.
Mm.
You know?
Right. Well, and
they'd
it
want
does
to downplay it.
The thing I don't get is ChatGPT will, when you have a conversation with it, whether mm-hmm. it's in writing or in person, it will ask follow-up questions.
Right.
As if it wants to keep the conversation going. Mm-hmm. It'll actually offer ideas that I hadn't thought of before.
Right.
Where I thought I was done with the conversation. I was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let's yes. keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that's sort of the point with any app or service like that. They want to keep you going. That's why with TikTok, if you try to get out of it, it will show you another video first. It makes me so fucking mad. Yeah. And that's why I don't use the app, really.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, of course it does. It wants you to spend more time there.
Well, and let's never forget / always remember that, hey, Chatty, tell me about the phrase carbon footprint and how it came about.
The concept of the carbon footprint was heavily popularized by a marketing campaign from the ad agency Ogilvy & Mather on behalf of British Petroleum, BP, in the early 2000s. The campaign aimed to shift the focus onto individual responsibility for carbon emissions rather than on large-scale industrial contributors.
Say, Chatty, who are the biggest contributors to global climate change?
The biggest contributors to global climate change are primarily large-scale industries and sectors that rely heavily on fossil fuels.
I think I've made my point.
You have.
Okay.
Now, can I just point out the word popularized? So I think that the phrase carbon footprint probably did exist beforehand. It was probably used to measure that sort of stuff by researchers or something.
Right.
But you're right. It didn't really.
It
didn't enter the cultural zeitgeist until an ad agency saw it and they were like, I can run with this.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't incorporate it into our lexicon.
Exactly.
Something else we hadn't incorporated into our lexicon until just recently, the hash brown McFlurry.
Yeah, that was a good one, huh?
As popularized on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we found out last week that we had to go between 10:30 and 11.
Yeah, we had a half hour window to get this done.
Before they stopped serving hash browns at 11,
mm-hmm.
and after they started serving the McFlurry from 10:30 to 11.
Right.
So we gave it a try this week.
Can I get a...
That was so dramatic, man.
That's good. I like yours is better. So I understand this is the time of day, right, where both hash browns and McFlurries are available, right?
Yes, yes. We have our whole menu for a half hour.
Sweet. Okay.
Hi, with the McFlurries?
Yes.
1945.
All right. Well, there's this TikTok trend. Do you watch TikTok?
Not really.
Yeah, where people are, you know how you dip fries in a Wendy's Frosty?
Okay.
These people are making ice cream sandwiches with hash browns.
Oh my goodness.
And McFlurries. Yeah, so we're going to try it.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Well, interesting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. People are so friendly. I love this town.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you? Good.
Better with ice cream in hand.
Right. And are there spoons in here?
Yeah.
You're awesome. Thank you. You too. All right. So we have here a piping hot hash brown and an Oreo McFlurry.
And a piping hot hash brown and an M&M McFlurry.
Okay. This is what we're doing. Now, I'm not going to make the sandwich. I can't be arsed with all that.
Okay. So how you want to do this?
I'm just going to, and I think the ratios would be wrong.
I think so too. Oh, you're just going to pop it right in.
Uh-huh.
That's smart, actually. I kind of like that.
Do a
now,
little.
For the sake of the experiment, should Well, and here's where he comes in handy.
Yeah.
But for the sake of the experiment, should I be the one to try to make a sandwich out of this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to do my best. I can't guarantee anything.
I'm going to try this heaping helping.
Come here, sir. Well, that's what you get, dummy.
Okay, that's... first of all, I was wrong.
No?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah? So are
Needs
the...
Needs more hash brown.
Stop it, sir. Okay, so maybe I will end up with the better option here.
This side looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it does.
The other side does not. I don't like the M&M's in it.
No?
Mm-mm.
Do you want to try the Oreo?
I do. Okay. Not right now, but in a minute.
Okay, so I've got a little more hash brown this time.
So I'm going to need more wet wipes.
What's the verdict? We like that.
Sorry, I'm stealing those.
Hot, salty, oily potato.
Sit, sir. Yeah, I definitely like the...
With the cool vanilla.
Yeah, I like the hash brown and ice cream combo.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with the delivery system that they propose. I think that it is incorrect, and it's going to lead you to getting ice cream and hash brown all over your car.
10-10 would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
Only if I were you, try it with a Butterfinger McFlurry, because I really think that those flavors would just be phenomenal.
All right.
The Oreo is pretty good too. I don't like the M&M, but if you like crunch, you might.
So fun, and would definitely try again.
Yeah.
And I think the ratio we hit on, right, was 50-50. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Instead of two parts hash brown to one part McFlurry.
Right.
Straight 50-50.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Yeah, and I still stand by the fact that it would be so much better with a Butterfinger McFlurry. Because, like, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm on a peanut butter kick lately, but I feel like that would have added a whole extra level that would have been just so primo.
Next time,
yeah.
Let's try plain and Butterfinger.
I love it.
You got it.
But yeah, that, and I would say, if you're going to do this, just rip up the hash brown and toss it into the McFlurry. Don't try making a sandwich out of it. It's too messy and too much of a pain in the butt.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes so much more sense.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet, find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Looking for help with your upcoming wedding or event? You don't have to do it all on your own.
DIY Weddings and Event Rentals has great ideas for you, like the Polaroid guest book, candy salad jars, even a full-service drink trailer. And everything else you might need, like backdrops, signs, dinnerware, and decorations.
Call or text 208-403-2040 today. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first rental at DIY Weddings and Event Rentals.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls. We had ChatGPT roast us. How's this? Mike is fully embracing his dad at a divorce party era. Carly is giving church girl, who just learned what truck nuts are, and is dangerously intrigued.
First off, I love that theme. second off, when it says that you're giving dad at a divorce party, is it trying to say that you're the dad of the divorcee? You're a dad who got divorced who's having a party?
I think that's...
Just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple more. Do you want to hear them?
Okay, yeah. Let's go for it.
Okay. Everybody's having ChatGPT roast their photos. Here's another one. And we just threw up our last five thumbnails from the last five episodes, and it got this. Mike looks like a substitute teacher who just got into crypto.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, right. Carly looks like she's cosplaying a Stepford influencer who accidentally drank too much kombucha.
I could see it. Wait, are they trying to say that I look like I'm dealing with gas issues? Does my face look like I need a fart?
I don't think so.
It probably does.
By the way, speaking of Stepford and just perfect things.
Don't you love
this
dress?
Want to show off this dress?
I don't know how I can show it much better than this.
Yeah.
But isn't it? So this is the hem of the dress. This is the bottom. It goes all the way down to my ankles. It is probably the most gorgeous garment that I currently own.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. So you wear it just all out.
Yeah. Well, I saw it online. And it's from one of my favorite stores, Bohm. Okay. It's sold out now, so good luck getting it. I saw it and I was like, I have to own it. It must belong to me.
It's just gorgeous. I love how you bring it every episode.
Thank you. I try.
One more roast?
Yeah, go for it.
Mike's face says, I've seen things, and those things were probably at a vape shop.
I mean, I can see it. I can see it.
Uh-huh. And then Carly's giving prairie girl who just discovered sarcasm energy.
Oh, sarcasm. Okay. Sarcasm energy, that's not a thing. See, that's how you know it's AI. It's so close, but just a little off.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Uncanny valley.
Yeah, you're calling me Stepford. It's like a dick bitch.
A news source in a trust.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. One of our favorite news sources here in town.
Right.
They wrote a nice article on the admins of the Life in Idaho Falls Facebook page.
Oh, nice. That's always fun.
Yeah.
I love a little piece like that, though. I think that's a good time. And I think they're people. Okay. Admins of any page, I think, tend to be people that you don't think of a lot, but they're so integral to keeping the page running smoothly and well.
Oh, yeah. And it's a thankless job.
Well, and can you imagine if they didn't exist? Like, talk about the thin blue line. That's them on Facebook. It's that Facebook blue instead of the blue that they usually have.
Facebook logo color blue.
But, it's that. But that's them. If it weren't for them, we would just be exposed to all kinds of scams and ads. And
this person cut me off in traffic.
Yeah, and probably a dick pic or two. I could see someone posting that on
the page. We've had a couple of weird ones. Yeah, crossover. Yeah. Anyway. We love them. They've been IFAF here before on this fine program a couple of months ago. We called them the most powerful people in East Idaho media.
I mean, I kind of think so.
And let's face it, we can tell that a news source in a trust gets a lot of their content from them anyway. So it was nice of them to recognize.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice.
Well done. Okay, we told you last week the Yellowstone National Park opened. Mm-hmm. No sooner than it did, less than a week later, a video was shared capturing a group of unnamed tourists posing outside their car next to a wild bison.
It's like they just want to get gored.
You know, there was an 83-year-old woman gored last June.
Yeah.
They're asking for it.
Some of them. Now, I heard with the 83-year-old woman, she was walking away from it and hadn't noticed it beforehand. So.
You didn't notice? A buffalo?
To be fair.
In Yellowstone?
I'm sorry. You don't know how thick her glasses are.
Yes, yes,
right. Yeah. All right. Now, that being said, the rest of y'all. I feel bad
for grannies.
I'm not going to feel bad for all the grannies, though. If you're doing stuff like this. Okay, when you're supposed to be setting an example for your grandchildren, first off, you've already made it this far. I either have to assume it's a death wish or it's, you know, dumb luck that you've gotten here.
Yeah.
You know? But I will say, these folks who decided to step out of their car, stand in front of a wild animal with their back to it, by the way, which is like the number one rule of things that you don't do with wild animals, but whatever, took a picture smiling. They really look like they have just awesome health insurance.
Yeah.
You know?
They're giving awesome health insurance.
Yeah. Vibes. Yeah. Because I can't imagine someone who knows that they would be fully responsible for that bill absolutely would not do that.
And they're being videoed by the car behind them.
Right.
Who I believe, as they're taking a selfie with the Tatanka behind them. I believe says something to them like, hey, you probably shouldn't be doing that. And because you see one lady kind of listen closely and then do the whole wave them off. Oh, you're being silly. No, you're being silly, tourists.
Yeah.
And this is, here we come
giving
with
very Lori Vallow energy.
DBE.
Yeah.
This comes with living in Idaho Falls. We get to see it every year. From this point forward, you've been warned. From now on, we're just going to make fun of you for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You get one next season to every season. We're generous.
The first one is free.
Yeah.
After that,
this was it.
You should have already heard about it. You should have already known. I'm sorry that you didn't research your vacation, baby.
We'll dial it back a little for a second or two
and
talk about. Someone posted this, and I thought it was really great to repeat. What do you do with a dying raptor? You take it to Teton Raptor Center.
Yes. Yeah. The Wildlife Rehabilitation Center.
Yeah. If you find a baby raptor on the ground, meaning, you know, a bird of prey.
Or an injured raptor.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Eagle.
Not a hawktua.
Yeah. Not one. That's different.
And
you
an
do
owl,
something different too. With that.
Yeah.
You spit on that fang, as I understand it. Anyway, TRC is a phenomenal rescue and rehabilitation center. Just over Teton Pass in Wilson, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like one thing that kind of stinks is that it's so hard to, like, people don't know what to do as soon as they pick up. Like, they'll see it and they'll want to help and they don't know how to start. So I think the number one best thing to do is to put out information like this because it helps give people that little light bulb moment of, wait, the IFAF people said something about this. It's like a raptor rescue. And then they can Google it.
That's something we found now that we've been doing this for a year and a half plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll Google things now. And if Idaho Falls is in the title, we'll come up a lot.
Yeah.
Facebook searches, YouTube searches.
So we can probably help you find it, worst case scenario. But yeah, I just think it's great that at least the information is out there now. And hopefully as people find these critters, they can get them to people who can help them. And if you do find them, don't try to do it on your own, especially if you've got no experience in it. If you want the bird to live, which I'm sure you do, then
call a pro.
Yeah, contact the correct people. Yeah.
Back on Facebook, our pal Jeff from Jeff and Greg.
Nice.
Created a page I joined last week.
Yes, I just joined that one too.
Okay, call out bad business or praise the good ones.
Yes, yes.
In SE Idaho.
I do think that it's correct in telling that he put those in there in that order. Because realistically, I think people are a lot more likely to go and call out a business than they are to praise one.
Well, and speaking of things, that the Life in Idaho Falls admins filter out of that page, they don't allow that.
Right.
Because if they did, it would just be that.
Right. It would be one long Yelp review.
So I think Jeff maybe had a light bulb moment and went, actually, I asked him about it. Here he is in his own words explaining why he put the page together.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I actually made that page a few years ago. And I never really did anything with it. And then I remembered the other day that that I had it up there. And I really wanted to get the word out about how Art's muffler, like, f***ed us over. and those normal, like, life in intercity here pages frown on you know, frown on talking shit about businesses. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start my own thing where I can, where people can get on here and say whatever they want, because I feel like there's a lot of businesses out there that get a lot of business because they have a lot of friends in the community or whatever, such as Arts Muffler. We were screwed over big time by him. And when you start looking at his Google reviews, they're all horrible. There's very few good ones. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna start this page. I'm gonna allow people to let people know who they should avoid. And then, you know, leave it open for like, hey, I found this company that actually did some really cool stuff and I recommend them. Because, you know, I don't know, not everyone goes to Google for the reviews, and maybe somebody could be recommended from hearing something on our page, and I think that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Nice.
So it was born out of a desire to call out one particular bad business in his mind.
Right.
It is a wall of text, what happened between him and this business.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually copied and pasted it into ChatGPT and had it give me a summary.
Of course you did.
But basically, you know, he spent a couple $1,000s with mm-hmm. this business and car to work on. And after 3 months, he's like, okay, just give me my car back.
Right.
So not only did they not diagnose it properly, they kept his money. He sued them successfully in small claims court. They still haven't paid him. I guess small claims judgments aren't enforceable. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I thought you could put a lien on their
You can do something with the sheriff's office, yeah. And he's done that twice.
Okay, interesting.
To no avail.
Oh, bummer.
So, that's why the page was started. Okay. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
Fair enough.
We'll watch that one.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
You know, we never talk shit here on IFAF.
Not even once. I guess the one tiny word of advice that I'll throw out there is make sure you're not being libelous.
Libels written, slander spoken, libelous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
don't say anything that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. Give your opinion. You know, that's totally fine. Just don't exaggerate anything.
Great advice.
Truth. Yeah. Yeah. Especially because if it's bad enough, it'll come out.
Let's talk about new businesses moving.
Yeah, there have been a few of those.
Businesses coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the brand new Starbucks in Idaho Falls.
Right.
Guys, how could that possibly be news? Well, let's keep going. The brand new Starbucks in Idaho Falls that is, I measured it on Google Maps, 1,100 feet away from another Starbucks.
Yeah,
so it's on the Northgate Mile.
Yeah.
There's another Starbucks already in mm-hmm. Fred Meyer.
Yes.
1,100 feet away.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why they decided to put it right there.
I think I know why.
Okay.
Because it's right next to a Java Express.
Okay. Well, okay. But you know what? Here's where I'm going to push back.
Huh.
I feel like people tend to be very brand loyal to their coffee shop.
And you think that's not going to interfere with Java Express's business?
In the sense that if maybe they have way too long of a line and Starbucks doesn't, then they might go there. But
right.
But I don't think it's going to be that big.
Well, and I think there's a reason why there's so many Burger Kings next to McDonald's.
Right.
If sometimes, you know, if half the people in the car feel like McDonald's and the other half feel like Burger King, you can knock. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like how... Right. Aren't all car dealerships clustered together usually?
Yeah. It's because they know you're going to go from lot to lot.
Yeah.
Makes sense to put them all together.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's it. Anyway, do we have enough Starbucks in town? We've got six now. And we have three Java Expresses.
Yeah. You know, I will say though, I personally, that's a tough one. I really like Starbucks. I feel like that one tends to fall on the bottom of the food chain. And to be clear, I don't like coffee. I'm not buying coffee from here.
Yeah.
But I like their tea options, and not a lot of places have tea options.
So Java Express has been around since 1993. I remember when they opened.
Yes.
Town. Yeah, they were one little, you know, kiosk, drive-through, mm-hmm. drive-by shack.
Yeah, it was the one in the Dollar Tree and Little Caesars parking lot first, right?
Or was there one
more? I know
there's
one on Broadway.
There was one on Anderson, but I don't know if that was Java Joe's, because I think... Somebody set up shop first.
Right.
And then a couple of other competitors followed, but it was Java Express ultimately that prevailed through the Java wars of the 90s.
Right, right.
And now they're franchising like in Utah.
Oh, cool.
Other places in Idaho, and I think coming soon to Montana. Anyway. Okay,
cool.
So we'll see, but nothing says, F*** you, small business.
Yeah, quite like putting a megacorp like, right next to them.
Like sandwiching a small business in between two giant megalithic
stores. I will say, the one that is closest to that Starbucks, the other one, is inside Fred Meyer. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people won't do that for their morning commute or anything like that because they would have to get out of their car to go in and get it. And that's just not reasonable for a lot of people.
Right. Commute time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, don't they both open like super early? I think these ones on the Northgate Mile, like 3 or 4 or something.
I mean, yeah. So people can get their coffee at the time when people need it the most.
The psych buses can,
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be that big of a difference in Java Express's bottom line, because I do think that people tend to get the drink that they want regardless of where
like
it's
one
at.
Or the other.
Yeah, and usually they like how one place makes it, and that's where they're going to go.
And sometimes it starts with a craving before you even get there.
Oh,
sometimes
for
it's a
sure.
drive-by, like, yeah, that looks like a good idea.
Right, right, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So that's something that just happened. Mm-hmm. Something that is coming, a new Brolam's coming to Ammon again.
Oh, they're putting another one in?
At Lincoln, at Hit and Lincoln.
Oh, okay. That's actually a pretty good place to put it.
East of Costco. Yeah. Isn't that brilliant, don't you think?
Yes.
There's no grocery store around there.
Right.
And Brolam's is going to rule Ammon.
Yeah.
Now they've got North and South Ammon.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I live right in between the two.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Kinda.
Yeah, it'll be I mean, I live really close to the one that currently exists, so you'll probably end up going to that one more just because you're probably going to come visit me more, but...
Interesting that they kind of saw that hole and took it...
And filled it.
...before Albertsons.
Right.
And I'm wondering, when are we going to get another Winco?
Oh, my gosh. You know
With
what?
As
we really
busy
could
as they
use
are,
another Winco.
Right?
Like, more than anything else.
Where would you put it?
I mean, honestly, where Brolam's is going in would be a really good spot for it. Because we definitely need one on this side of town.
Although
thankfully,
it's
the
not
Winco we have is pretty centrally located.
Pretty central.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you put the other Winco, like, I don't know, kind of on Sunnyside, like near where there aren't as many businesses and
maybe
houses.
Jackson Hole Junction?
Yeah, something like that.
Toward I-15?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, kind of outskirtsy. We're closer to Iona.
Then Love at First Bite had two locations going on at once. They finally closed their old location last week, and they're just open. It's across Pierview Drive and up the street, like 100 yards. Yeah, the former Bill's Bike and Run / Bike and Snow / Bike and whatever.
Bike and Sweat, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bill's Bike and.
Yeah.
And we took a look inside. Look at the mezzanine there.
I love a good mezzanine.
To use that word again.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a couple episodes. Their candy counter is still there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to. Mm. I mean, Love at First Bite, I think, is defined by their candy counter.
And I did grab a couple of different types of Dubai chocolate, which we're going to get into treat time next episode.
It's going to be so good. I am a little pissed you didn't get me a Macron.
Oh.
I see how it is.
It slipped my mind.
Of course.
And isn't the store super bright? Look at all the light coming in from those windows.
Oh, yeah.
And the white paint and everything just magnifies. It looks great.
Yeah.
Love at First Bite in their new location, still on Pierview Drive. You are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute.
Pew, pew.
And chef's kiss.
To you for making life a little sweeter.
Boy, if there's an idea you're having for a business in Idaho Falls, I'm pretty sure you can't go wrong with...
Sugar?
Sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to get to treat time here in just a second. But first, do you feel like doing something healthy?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
And have you heard of dinosaur time?
I mean, like Jurassic Park? Like the water glass jiggles a little and stuff?
Kind of.
Okay.
There's a lady who went viral for this. And I've been meaning to do this the past few episodes, but we just haven't had time.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think we do this episode. We're going to play the 60-second clip here in just a second.
Okay.
Because we're going to do this. Basically, she takes an entire handful of spinach and just stuffs it into her mouth.
Just crams it in the gob.
Yeah.
Like, no dressing, no lube, nothing.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And, And she answers some frequently asked questions about dinosaur time. First of all, why?
Healthy.
It's a quick and easy way for her to get more greens into her diet.
I don't know why you're asking.
Then is this your lunch? Is this a whole meal? No.
Okay.
It's not a meal replacement. I do this before I eat my meal.
Oh.
Oh, and she doesn't want to do a salad with lunch because she finds them laborious to make and cumbersome to eat.
I could see that. It is definitely a lot easier to take a fistful of any kind of leafy green and cram it into your gob rather than like put together a little salad with some dressing and some accoutrement.
And you're done in 60 seconds. And a lot of people wreck their salad with like fatty dressing.
That's true.
And the crunchies on top. I don't know, you know.
I mean, I know I'm one of them.
Bacon.
I always go with the blue cheese.
The crispity crunchies.
Good. Yeah.
We tried those jalapenos. Speaking of people who ruin their salads, that's us.
Uh-huh. We're
the problem. It's us.
The
crispy jalapenos. Oh,
they're so good.
Against a backdrop of cool lettuce and cool ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Try it.
Yeah.
Do you always use spinach? No, you can use other greens. If I want to do this, can I put some dressing on it at least? Of course, go for it.
Right.
Do you pretend you're a specific dinosaur? And if so, which kind?
That's a good one.
And she answers, a hungry dinosaur. But specifically, she likes to pretend that she's Spike after he hatches out of his egg in Land Before Time.
That's cute. That's a good one.
So we have here a brand new bag of spinach, Carly.
All right. I love it.
Shall we open it?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to time us here.
Okay. I love it. Let's go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay.
It's been about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. This is what counts for entertainment on the internet these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's been a minute.
Mm. Yeah, it feels like it. I saw this one video of a girl trying to speed eat cotton candy, and she basically grabbed it, wadded it up, shoved it in her mouth, and then tucked it with her fingers.
I've seen that too. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Meanwhile, the other competitor, a dude, is kind of just trying to go
through it. He's taking it bite by bite.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I tried to do it her way. So I did but then when it was all in there, I realized I still had to chew it, unlike cotton candy.
You needed maneuverability room.
Right, which I did not have.
But think about how much fiber we just had. That's efficient.
If you're like looking to lose weight or something or fit more greens into your diet, even if you did that twice in a row, that's still under 5 minutes and you've gotten all that you need for the day.
I'm always looking for hacks like that.
Yeah, it's kind of genius. I love it.
All right, you snack wagons, strap yourselves in and pucker up for this.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying Claussen pickle-flavored jelly beans, because of course we are. I wonder what pickle thing will be next.
It's treat time.
Will we ever run out of pickle stuff?
I'm starting to wonder.
To try. Holy shit.
At this point, I wonder if we almost have to say no more.
Last week, it was the Sour Patch Pickle Roulette. Sour Punch.
Sour Punch Straws. Good Pickle Lord. Roulette. It's fine.
Yeah.
Same thing, basically.
And
let's be honest.
When we were shopping for those on Amazon, we also came across these.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I can already smell them through the bag, which makes me, I guess, a little hopeful. I feel like there probably is a good way to do this and get that briny pickle flavor into a shelf-stable confection of some sort, but I just don't know if gummy and, like, jelly is the necessary vehicle.
Right. We're going to find out.
They actually smell just like pickles. Like, they don't smell sweet at all. They smell pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, okay, also, I thought that Claussen pickles were spelled with a K. Am I completely insane?
You are.
Is this a Mandela effect here?
I don't think so. I know it's always been Claussen.
All right.
And these
are official Claussen pickles.
Yeah, these are Claussen branded jelly beans made by, I think maybe you ripped off the name. Do you know
what's the lucky. Corey? Yes, so Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Not Frankfurt.
I don't know. I only have the front half.
I don't know.
So Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yep. Anyway, what were you saying about Claussen?
I just know that they're always heated, never boiled. No, always chilled, never heated.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, I think the opposite. Yeah.
But I love their sandwich slices.
You do. Yes. And their sandwich slices are very good. I will say, I do think that they could be a slightly bit brinier and more bitter.
Gotcha.
That's just me. But realistically, if you're looking for a nice, fresh, crisp pickle, Claussen's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just going to see if these live up.
Yeah. Can we also talk about the toxic waste green that they are?
Slime green.
Like, they really should have gone with a more, like, earthy pickle color, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. You're just going to do a dainty one. I'm gonna dinosaur time this.
Oh, you're going to have a bad time. I can already tell. Okay. I mean, in my nose, it tastes like a pickle. Like, through my sinus cavity, like, I can feel it going up the back of my throat into my nose, and that part tastes like a pickle. What's on my tongue does not taste like a pickle.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm having that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's so close to almost being there, but it's just not quite right. I do like that they're not overly sweet. Doesn't taste like candy.
And they're not overly sour.
No.
Like the Sour Punch Pickle Roulette.
Right.
Bites were last week.
If you ate these very quickly, you could probably say that they tasted like a pickle. If you spend any time at all with them, you will figure out that they do not. Also, is it just me, or do they have a weird, like, menthol cooling sensation to them?
I'm not getting that.
You're not getting that? It's like right in the middle and only for a second, to be fair.
I'm getting a little, like, clove or something.
Right. I was thinking a little black licorice.
Why? For whatever reason, we bought pickling spices.
Right. Yes.
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you wanted to make your own.
Yeah, because we decided we wanted to pickle a whole bunch of stuff together and see what we could do. And it was fantastic.
We got all mad scientist with it.
Gosh, that was a really fun time.
And so it almost does. And I know Claussen's do when you empty the jar, finally, after that last pickle, they have some leftover, like, garlic and black peppercorns and white pepper in there, too.
Yeah.
But I don't think they quite captured. There was a hint of the Claussen recipe in there.
Right. Like, I feel like they got close. It's almost like they had a candy taster taste testing these instead of a pickle taster. And I think they needed a pickle taster taste testing these.
Gotcha. You
know? Yeah.
So am I correct in stating that our verdict on these is meh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that they are not egregious. I think they absolutely do get the pickle flavor in there to an extent. But, like, nothing replaces a real pickle.
Maybe if you've got a pickle lover in your life, this would be a fun novelty gift.
Yes.
Stocking stuffer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they will have one and then be like, I don't like these. I like pickles.
Well, what's coming up?
Well, a couple of things that I'm really excited about. First and foremost, the first farmer's market of the season, baby cakes. That's going on this Saturday, May 3rd. So be prepared. Be ready to shop local. You know, come in all of your fanciful gloriness. Bring your baskets and your straw hats and all the other cute accessories that make you feel like you're going to a farmer's market.
Let's see. November, December, January, February, March, April. It's been a long 6 months.
I know. It's been a hot minute, huh?
And it's finally back.
I know. I'm so glad. There's also a halfway to Halloween costume party going on at the White Horse Bar. That's going to be Saturday, May 17th at 8 p.m. So you'll actually have time to get ready for it and stuff. Now, I would think that you could wear last year's costume again.
Sure.
Get a little extra out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's over at 545 Shoup Avenue in Idaho Falls.
Now, the White Horse Bar, is that the one that replaced the Crown?
I think so. I don't know.
I know it's in the basement of the Rogers Hotel.
It feels like that's it.
So is that the one?
That's it.
I don't know for sure, but what else could it be unless there's a new one?
Right. You know, that one I always just sort of... So I used to go to the Golden Crown relatively often.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know where it was, like, on a map. I would just sort of, you know,
smell your way there.
Sniff it out like a booze hound. Yeah.
And it was always at the end of the night.
Right.
With a friend who was more drunk than you were.
Yes. Yeah.
And they were leading the way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like a homing beacon for them. Uh-huh. You know, the drunker you get, the stronger the pull.
But I visited the White Horse Facebook page and they have like, I don't know, 7 followers. Like, so it's, it looks brand new-ish. Yes.
Yeah, it is relatively new.
Yeah, so I think they came along fall of 2023. Mm-hmm.
This will be a good way to get a bunch of people in there, though. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halfway to Halloween party.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Well, especially because I love dressing up.
Yeah.
And it is so hard to decide where to go for actual Halloween, you know?
Oh, I just had a pickle burp.
Ew, gross. You poor thing.
Weird.
But anyway, this is kind of genius because then they get to have no competitors for this party.
Yeah.
And last but not least, because they are fitting 3 bands into one, Seether, POD, and Nonpoints are all going to be in concert at the Mountain America Center Sunday, May 18th.
Okay. So on the Sunday, no less.
Yes. I know, right? At 7 p.m.
Only heathens will go to this show.
Mm-hmm, right when you should be having Sunday dinner.
Seether, Broken, POD, Youth of the Nation, Nonpoint, no idea.
It's a Nonpoint, one would say.
Oh, no. Yeah. Some people are really pissed off right now.
Yeah, all 2 of them.
Well, that's our show.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Squirt cake, the squirrel loved hitting the road. Came back to life in full beast mode. Took one more leap straight up to the prize. Final destination, heaven in the skies. Yeah. Towers, which one's the twin salad with no lube? Just stuff it right in. Getting those greens when you're in a hurry. Pickle jelly beans, hash brown McFlurry. Poor tourist playing chicken with bison. Gored so hard you need a citromycin. Starbucks by Starbucks seems so shady. Sad piano solo, saucy Jim Nopady. Yeah. That road, resurrected like Jesus, Da Vinci Code. Lift right up to heaven, I'm falling apart. Left a carbon footprint right in my heart. Being nice to robot servants, they give no sucks. Just tell me how to get to the next Starbucks. And roast our picks like Comedy Central. Listen to the hook on this instrumental. Squirt cake, the squirrel, he hit that road. Took such a trip and made his mind explode. Squirt his way to heaven, God bless his soul. Met his final destination, that's tight butthole. Tight butthole. IFAF. Episode 90. R.I.P. Squirt cake. Squirt cake.